Monday morning. Today is Monday, July 29th, 2019, and this is Sarah Wabel, General Manager of Growth Dynamics. Thank you for tuning in this week to this installment of Monday Morning Manager. Before we get into the whole Monday Morning Manager, I want to challenge you to take 5 minutes this morning and think of a few things that you are grateful for having. What are all the positive things happening in your life right now? Sometimes I think we get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of work and possibly summer camps or your partner's job and all that, it gets very easy to think of all the things you don't have and what you have left to do on your list and really not appreciate all the positive things that you have in your life. So take a couple minutes this morning after you listen to this and just really focus on those positive things and take that positive energy into the rest of your week. So without further ado, here is this week's Monday Morning Manager. Symptoms. Ed and his wife had been to several Caribbean islands before, but had never seen such large waves or felt the heavy undertow of the surf on this island facing the Atlantic Ocean. Ed imagined that swimming in it could be trouble for some of the young and elderly tourists because he had been out in it himself the day before. Now, the next day, he was walking along the beach when he heard the cries for help and saw the waving arms out beyond the surf line. Disbelieving his ears at first, Ed was the second one to hit the water only because he stopped for a few seconds to grab a boogie board from a shocked teenager lounging nearby. Was this a Baywatch scene or what? Diagnosis. Getting out to the elderly guy was easy for Ed because he had practiced swimming in the rough stuff the day before and was aware of the dangers and the extent of his abilities to maneuver to safety. Along with his fellow rescuers, the first guy to dive in, they found it easy to get to the troubled swimmer, load him on the boogie board, and head back toward the beach where two other groups had formed, those that had swum out halfway and stopped, and those that had chosen to stay ankle deep near the beach. After handing the rescue victim off to the beach group, Ed and his buddy lay in the sand catching their breath while the rest of the group high-fived each other for their part of mostly doing nothing. Prescription. Ed had ventured out to help the struggling swimmer only because he knew he could commit to his actions despite what might have seemed dangerous to others. Taking calculated risks doesn't require heroism when you are prepared and have anticipated the best case and worst case outcomes. The business world isn't much different, and it doesn't take much time before it's easy to recognize the three different groups. 1. Those that will commit to action unconditionally. 2. Those that will go halfway but still have to think it over. And 3. Those that will not commit to anything. Honing your business skills is only a matter of committing to something that you are willing to learn about, and then practice enough to be well prepared when the time comes. Critical thinking. What skills can you practice to help you be well prepared when the time comes? If you're at a loss here, be sure to reach out to myself or Charlie so we can help you find some skills to practice. The drill. The drill today starts with the final thoughts for the morning. The first is talking about one of the sales tools that we use and we help clients with. That's after many years of evaluating salespeople with our partner, Objective Management Group, we found that the number one success factor in sales is the level of commitment to your profession. Do you only do what is easy and convenient? Or do you do whatever it takes, even when it's uncomfortable, requires extra effort, or advanced practice? And our quote for this morning, there are those who make things happen, there are those who watch things happen, and there are those who say, what happened? And now the drill. Last week, update us on how things went. Did you meet all of your goals? Were you able to exceed your goals? How are you doing keeping track of everything you have going on now that we're heading into the second half of the year? And this week, please share your top 3 goals, personal or professional or anywhere in between, with us so we can help you stay on track. And that's it for this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Now get out there and have a great week.